We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about, I think we need to talk about life hacks in general, but like TikTok has become the source for life hacks.
Yeah, right?
I am still resistant to TikTok.
You need to give in.
No, because can I explain real quick?
No.
You sent me that video of that dog making that sound.
The chomping dog, yeah.
And so she sends this video of the dog's making this cute little sound or whatever, and you watch it, and then, I don't know, 3 hours later, you realize you're still on TikTok.
Oh, it sucks.
Because there's just the next thing is just there, and you're like, well, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then you realize, oh, I don't really like that one. And you swipe, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my god, like time goes away. It's the worst thing. And if once they figure out who you are, like if I fell into the life hack thing, I don't think you guys would ever see me again because I live for life hacks.
Oh, they would keep suggesting life hacks, and you'd be
because they start narrowing it down. It's like a dancing video, and you swipe past that. It's like we might try dancing one more time, but then they'll just stop. They're like, he's not into that.
I'm not gonna lie, it was really weird this week after I went to two concerts, the Jonas Brothers and Harry Styles, and after both of them, I had massive amounts of TikToks from those two specific concerts, like in Colorado.
Wow!
So they tracked you there,
yeah, for sure.
Gross.
But I'm still on for 3 hours every day, so.
Well, so the first one is a microwave hack.
This one sounds logical.
It doesn't make sense to me. Aren't microwaves moving everywhere in the microwave? What? So they say, you know how you, like, I like to get burritos. I like to get pre-made burritos from like, oh, dude. Can I tell you something, Steve? Mm-hmm. You need to open up your mind. Like a breakfast burrito, if you don't get green chili in it, would make you... It's like
it's so
eggs,
good.
Potatoes,
yeah, I like
bacon or ham or whatever, just rolled up in it. You're just like, you're eating breakfast. It's the fastest way to shove breakfast in your head.
That sounds good to me, but you guys ruin it with your picante sauce.
Don't just leave that out. But so anytime you get one, like you microwave it and you bite the end of it and you're like, oh my God, and your mouth is seared and whatever. And by the time you get to the middle, it's frozen solid.
Yeah, because you're placing it in the microwave incorrectly.
What's the correct way?
You're supposed to, you know,
according to science.
Yeah,
shut
science.
Up. TikTok is not science, but what?
It is though.
The thing that spins, the wheel or the little tray in there, you're supposed to put it on the edge of that tray as it spins around.
Because the middle doesn't rotate. The thing in the middle stays in the middle.
Yeah.
It just changes directions.
Oh.
So if you look, yeah. Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, but aren't the microwaves going everywhere? They're not hitting the middle too? Or are they splaying out to the outside of it?
Yeah, they don't want splaying going on inside the microwave.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was just this box was got full of microwaves.
Right. And they go into your food and make it hot.
Yeah.
Sometimes unbearably hot.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have had the rotating dish in there. You wouldn't need that concept. But you do because of even.
Damn it.
I know.
I thought that was just like fancy. Like,
no,
you could give you something
now
to watch.
But be careful. If you put your food on the end of that, it's just going to ram against the wall of the microwave and get
what
stuck.
What kind of
in
food are you putting? You're not putting. Jesus, what? Like, I bet you put like a turkey in there. And it's like leg is getting caught on the end. What are you putting in that's big enough to get caught?
I'm not sure, but I hate when that tray, the round glass has a little wheel that doesn't center correctly.
Oh, like my microwave is so hard to like, I can't get it back on the rails.
Right.
I'll take it out because like every once in a while, Noah will do a burrito and like forget. And it's just like it's like a Dexter
hammered
kill room in there. You're like, oh God. And so you have to take everything out and I can never get it back on the damn wheels.
Try to reseat
and it's like,
that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, the life hack is then what? Chop your burrito up and put it all around the outside edge of the wheel.
I think you can just put it on the outside.
Oh, edge. Just put it on the outside.
Just
edge.
Move it like not, a couple inches.
Oh, I got you.
Just don't get it caught.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I still wasn't getting it because here I'm picturing like I'm reheating Chipotle and I'm like I gotta like shove it all out from the middle. But you're saying just put the whole Chipotle thing
I
out
think
to
so.
One edge.
Put it like on an analog clock on the tip of the hand, not the base of the hand. You know.
You don't have to talk to me. I don't think
would
you can't.
Would a digital clock help?
Here's the deal. We want your life hacks, but they don't have to be just like, what is the thing that you know how to make life easier? Thanks for mansplaining life hacks, Slacker. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. I don't think we want them all food, but I've known this life hack ever since COVID started. Order from the, if you're ordering to go, you get so much more. Please don't be mad at me, restaurants. If a restaurant has a kids menu, you get so much more bang for your buck.
You taught me that.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say the name of the restaurant that we get steaks from and bison.
Oh, that's yep.
That's but like the grown-up steaks, they're bigger, but they're kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And the first time, like, we ordered to go, like, my daughter wanted a steak and my son wanted a steak. His steak was 30, 40 bucks. Her steak was 10.
Oh, she went kids' meal?
Yes, because she's of that age.
Yeah.
And their steaks were eerily. I could have bought 4 of her steaks.
Wow.
For the price of.
The meat's still just as good.
Yes.
You know what they do? And then I think another parent told me that it's healthier because the restaurant wants the kids to kind of. Or the parents.
Oh,
go,
really? Oh, yeah. Well, they definitely have. They usually have a fruit cup option,
okay.
And they always have great veggies
it's
on the side.
But
like,
the...
yeah, but I have like broccoli as opposed to broccoli smothered in Parmesan cheese, olive
yeah.
oil,
right.
And it's just straight up steamed broccoli.
And those sides on the kids menu are really big,
huge.
Yeah,
like it's like a whole stalk of broccoli.
So just go ahead and just screw it.
It's so
menu.
Much easier to do when you're getting to go because when you sit down. If, like, you and I sit down at a restaurant and go, yeah, he'll have the kids' buffalo. They're like, where's the kid?
Oh, you have to.
You have to have a kid. You can't just order off the kids' menu if you don't have a kid. But when you're picking it up to go, they're not going, I'm coming out to your car. I need to see the kid. It's like, the kid's at my house. I have 7 kids at my house.
Oh, you're right. And you get the food delivered. They're not going to.
I feel like if Steve said that, he'd be arrested.
Right? We know about you. Initiate alert, Steve. Yeah, so you just order off the kids' menu if you're ordering to go from any restaurant.
And
this
Steve,
woman said Olive Garden is the place.
Another benefit of the kids' menu, you get milk.
Oh,
always.
Yeah.
It's one of the options.
Because it's score.
Yes, and like applesauce. All the crap that you want to eat.
Oh.
It's designed for children that are 12 or you.
Keep the fillet mignon, all right? I'll have the kids' menu.
You got tots in here?
What was the one about you eat peanut butter before you go to sleep or something?
Yeah, because people don't realize, just like turkey, peanut butter contains tryptophan, which...
It does?
It does. A lot of people don't know that. So when you eat your PB&J, your kids, they're probably nodding a bunch of nodders after that.
Oh.
Nodding off, it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but then you... Aren't you going to bed smelling like peanut butter?
And then you're all right thick and it's all...
I kind of like that.
Are you going to brush your teeth before or after the
See,
peanut
there's
butter?
That.
I'm not brushing my teeth after peanut butter.
No.
So then I've just brushed my teeth and I shoved in peanut
tryptophan,
butter?
Tryptophan, yeah.
But they say it puts you to sleep.
It does. It helps. And that, and also, I guess, if you massage your scalp for a couple minutes before
in
you're laying
circular
there.
Motions? Massaging your own scalp?
Yeah, with peanut butter. I guess it just puts off.
We're going to get some complaints tomorrow, I feel.
It didn't work.
I'm still awake.
What's the... What's the one? Oh, nausea. We huff. You huff. What do you call them? The things we have a ton of in here. The wipes.
The alcohol wipes.
Yes.
That prevents.
If you're
them?
Feeling nauseous, huff
no
like huff on one. I don't think huff is the word they use. I
just sniff it.
Gold paint or
yeah, get a paper bag and preferably gold or silver paint.
So
please don't
do
any of that. Yes, the wipes somehow.
Baby wipes?
Like,
that's an alcohol wipe too?
No, the baby wipes don't have that. No, you're not wiping a baby's butt with rubbing alcohol.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the other. Those.
Something more. Yeah, the ones like, not a Clorox wipe, but an actual alcohol.
So like chloroform? I just put
sort
it up
of.
To my...
Do you know the chloroform does not knock you out that fast?
It does take a... Everyone
like in a movie, they walk up to you with a rag. It's like, boof. I tried it. It's like 5 minutes, like legit.
So you're holding
and
your
they're
victim.
Fighting the whole time. Okay. No, I didn't try, but there was a scientist that came out and said, "Don't."
It takes
here's
a
life hack. Don't think you're going to take somebody down with like just a chloroform rag.
Use the peanut butter massage.
We're going to get so many complaints.
We are. So does anybody else want to add one before we go? What the pineapple one that was going on TikTok too? What was that?
Oh, for kids were doing. This was not good.
Yeah. Wisdom teeth.
Wisdom teeth. Drinking a gallon of pineapple juice before your wisdom teeth removal helps with like
swelling
inflammation.
And,
yeah.
Didn't know any of that.
Feel like that's not backed by science.
Oh,
just throwing that. I don't know. I feel like your orthodontist, as he's like, I feel like it's a.
Oh, he bought some shares.
It's like, no, it's some former dental assistant who's like, ha ha. Because, like, when you're under the anesthesia or something, you'll like projectile vomit. I don't know if that one's real. Because it just doesn't seem. Drinking a gallon of anything.
That's a lot.
Seems like it would upset your stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you go under anesthesia, like, oh, bad crap.
You're not always under, though, for it.
Oh, really?
I wasn't.
Oh, God. I was under.
Oh.
But cranberry juice works on UTI still. That's science, right? Lemonade works on this
pineapple
and then
juice.
Pineapple. Yeah.
Pineapple juice works on other things in the UTI department, but we'll talk about that off.
Okay.
All right. So if you've got a life hack you'd like to share with us, tell us yours. Robert?
Yai.
What's your life hack?
My life hack is for the last 40 years, whenever I've ever had hiccups, what you need to do is plug your ears as tight as possible and have somebody feed you water for about 10 seconds, and I swear they'll be gone.
Okay. So you have to, can't they plug your ears, or is that weird? They're never going to, because I don't know which I want less. I don't want somebody waterboarding me, you know?
No, this is true, but I think it's because either you're embarrassed that somebody's doing this, because it usually happens in a restaurant or things like that, but if you have your ears plugged on your own, and they got to be tied in there, and somebody's just slowly giving you water, you're fine, and you won't be waterboarded.
Can you drink out of a straw so you don't have to involve a stranger? Or does it have to be another? Okay. There has to be another person.
Okay. Team, yeah. All
right. And I swear, every time I have hiccups, I have lost them every single time for the last 40 years.
Can I say this? I don't get them often, but I go through spates where I'll have like a 3-month period where I'm just getting them all the time and I don't know what it is. And it's excruciating. I've tried the peanut butter, drinking the water from the wrong side of the glass, being upside down. If that works, man, you've changed my life.
Yeah, because we've yet to find something.
You know, it's the Slacker and Steve show, so, you know, you've got to get your partner to help you out.
Yeah, I don't know if Steve is willing to do either of the steps necessary for me. But thank you for the hack, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Edie.
Yai.
What's your life hack?
Okay. You know when people are always doing those dares, like I dare you to eat a hot pepper, or when you're eating something that's hot wings or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing, it's not to drink anything. It's just sprinkle some salt in your hand. My mother's done this forever.
Just
and
salt?
You lick the salt.
No, like we're doing a shot.
You know what it is? We were talking about this off the air the other day. It's like when you get motor oil on your driveway and you think you can use a hose to get it off there and it doesn't do anything.
Right.
You put like
you salt. You
kitty litter, dirt. Sand. Yeah, and it's the same thing. But capsaicin is just like motor oil. It's an oil. So you put some sort of like a salt, like a sugar or a salt on there. I bet it works.
So salt.
You know those late night shows that always have those contests?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I'm sitting there yelling, saying, no, salt.
Salt.
Didn't know that at all.
If you put it in
your hand and
just, it'll work. Okay. It's like way better than liquid. Liquid spreads it around.
He's like, sea salt is better. Like,
yes, Himalayan. You gotta get pink Himalayan salt delivered by a left-handed Russian. Oh, it's just salt, bro. Just don't make it complicated.
Okay.
NaCl. Yeah, get the periodic table out. Todd?
Yai.
What's your life hack?
My life hack is getting gum out of your hair. I have three daughters.
Okay.
And if they get gum in their hair, you can use peanut butter in their hair, and it'll release the gum from their hair.
That's the first. I always see, like, fingernail polish remover or something.
Yeah, you
something.
Don't want to put that in your hair.
Oh,
that's not
out.
Good.
The gum. Freeze it. Or
freezing does work. Like, if you get gum on your carpet or something,
yeah.
Just put a towel or something on top of it and put, like, ice on top of that, or put the ice directly on it. Because once the gum is frozen, it's not sticky anymore. It's hard. And
yes.
You just, like, comes
it
right
should
off.
Be able to pull.
You can, but then you got to kind of freeze your kid's head. But if peanut butter, I have heard, works. But then your kid, yeah.
It does work.
Then your dog loves your kid.
And like, that crunchy, that would make
that's
the,
right.
Not.
Don't leave her alone.
Okay.
Yes. Steve is going to adopt a child. I'm looking at you. How many kids with peanut butter in their head? I don't want to change their life. I meant gum. I just foreshadowed what I'm going to do. Thank you, Todd. Oh, my God. Ellen.
Yai.
Yai. What's your life hack?
I have a surefire way to keep the cat from unspoiling the toilet paper.
Oh, my God. What? Shoot the cat. Not have a cat.
Okay.
What?
Mine's a little more humane than yours.
Okay, got it.
It's a little hard to describe over the phone, but you take the toilet paper roll and put it on a hard surface and lean on it as hard as you can until the cardboard is creased.
Yep.
And that way they can still scratch on it, but they aren't strong enough to be able to get it to unroll.
Oh,
yeah, because instead of it going, it just goes, and that's it.
And
it's like a broken wagon wheel.
Yeah, smart.
That's actually.
Yes.
I need that for my kids because they use too much.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.